Way down in Missoula lived a bold bad man. He was noted from Seattle clear to Birmingham. From Boston, Massachusetts, right across the state. From Denver, Colorado to the Golden Gate. People may forget a lot of famous names, but every nook and corner knows of Jesse James. We used to read about him in our home that night. When the wind came down the chimney, we would shake with fright. Jesse's wife said, Jesse, it is the coin you need. He polished up his rifle, called his oldest steed. And then he galloped over to his brother Frank. Says, we've got to have some money from the Smithfield Bank. Jesse rode into town next day at 10 o'clock. The cashier at the bank, he had an awful shock. For Jesse had him covered with his 44. He took home from the bank $1,000 or more. Jess was in his cabin one day all alone. His wife had left him there to straighten up the home. Scrubbing out the kitchen when the doorbell rang. In step forward a member of his outlaw gang. The photograph of Jesse's wife hung on the wall. Jesse says the Ford will have to make a haul. 10 o'clock the western mail comes into town. He turned to get his rifle, knocked the picture down. Jesse says, I'll hang that picture back up there. He stooped to pick it up and stood up in a chair. 40 aimed his 44 at Jesse's head. The news went round the country, Jesse James was dead. The next week on the tombstone was the line that ran. If you wish to be a bandit, stay a single man. For everybody knows that Jesse lost his life by hanging up the picture of his darling wife. For Jesse had a wife to mourn for his life. 3 children, they were brave. But the dirty little coward that shot Mr. Howard has laid Jesse James in his grave.